Tatiana.
Oh, Tatiana, hello.
Hello.
Very nice. Nice to hear from you. Who else is on?
Melody.
Well,
let's
be here in a few minutes.
Well, hello, Michelle. Michelle, do you have everybody's email addresses?
Yes, I believe so.
I was going to just try to look those up, and I don't know if I have them or not. But if you could, if you got like an email that came out that you can just send me just a quick note with like forward one of my old, or one of Tracy's old ones or something that has everybody's on it, and then I'll kick something out to everybody. You know what I mean?
You want me to send you an email that has everybody on it?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Tatiana, how was the fishing?
It was very good.
What?
Funny part of it was rough. 20 feet away.
Did you throw up?
I did, 10 times. I'm not kidding.
Are you skinnier now?
Huh?
Are you skinnier now?
Skinnier? I don't think so, because I kind of like bounced back.
Oh.
But it was okay.
Wow, well that's pretty neat that you threw up. What did you catch up there?
Halibut.
Oh, those are great. Well, let's see here. What is your email address there, Tatiana?
TatianaSargent@yahoo.com.
All right. And I'm going to say that, I'm going to take a shot at the spelling. T-A-T-Y-A-N-A?
T-A-T-I-A-N-A.
Oh, see, I keep using too many Y's. G-E-A-N-T?
Yes, Sargent. S-A-R-G-E-N, like Nancy T.
Oh, I didn't have an extra A in there, too. At Yahoo?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, we should see some people coming on here in a minute, but I will invite you by email, so hang on here. I've just got to get my act together. Because it takes me a second. I was going to try to send it out, but I'd lost everybody's numbers, which is, I'm exceptional at stuff like that.
I'm in.
Russell here.
Hey, Jerry.
And Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Mike's going to try to get on the call also, Jerry.
Okay. Well, we're going to do something weird here.
Because
I'm weird.
All right.
And some of those people that will be listening in, I'll throw them on. Do you know what Mike's email address is?
No, I don't exactly know.
That's something dog?
Yeah. Bar dog is C-Z-A-R.
Yeah.
Peter, like Peter or something. Dog at charter. No. I'm not sure what it was. Charter.net, I think, but I don't know what it is now.
All right. Well, we'll try to find it real quickly. And while I'm doing this, which I usually do, I take a moment to set this stuff up. We're going to have a pretty neat, I think, discussion tonight. As we get ourselves ready to rock and roll into the August launch period. And this is the last one of the calls that we would do for this cycle, because we'll start the next cycle for the 3 months of the, the quarterly 3 months, and you can't. It is also the last time that somebody can qualify for the convention contest. So we'll be checking that out. And we've got a lot of other things we'll be looking at tonight as well. So what I'd like to have you do, Michelle, are you on with us?
Yes.
Did that go, or were you able to find one?
Yes.
See, I knew I could count on you. You're the best.
Okay, so wait.
All right, well, what I could have you do, too, because I can do this just as quickly, is while we're waiting for a couple of people to come on, I've got to look up Zardog. And I know I need to get a little more organized, but I guess you're keeping me too busy. That's the problem.
Are we doing this web tonight?
I'm going to have it available for some who want to be a part of it. And on the other hand, it will be... as normal. So, is it Ferguson? At?
Ferguson at myneeking.net.
Okay, and Diana?
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
D.E. Payton at comcast.net.
P-E-Y-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. ChooseHealth@icehouse.net.
No, Palmer@miami10.net.
Oh, so you already got that one wrong. All right, then, let's see, Kim, are you on?
Yep, just got here.
Okay, yours?
Superior yep. Wellness. At yahoo.com.
All right, see if I'm... And let's see, Sandy? Marina? I'm going to get those two. And let's see, Melody?
Foxy Mel, M-O-X-I-E-M-E-L. At hotmail.com.
Okay, could you do me a favor, Michelle, and just read me Kim's, and Sandy's?
I've got it. QWAS1962AOL.
At what?
AOL.com.
And then I need Marina.
That is Marina, bottom slash, you know, like a bottom underline.
Underscore.
Okay.
And alert, A-L-E-R-T, at yahoo.com.
Hope all these are spelled correctly and go out right. Do you guys know if there's a gap between commas on these?
No, no gap.
There's not.
There's not. Okay, I'll fix that.
Well, you don't
all right,
think
so
it matters. But.
Kim, Sandy, Eric, Russell, Michelle, Melody, Marion, Marina.
Lily?
Yeah, Lily is doing a live one, so
okay.
She won't be on this one. All right, so I'm going to go. I'm going to try shooting them and see if they'll go. You think I should try with a gap or take them out?
No gap.
No gap? Okay, I'm going to do that and then we're out of here. Okay, then.
Did you forget somebody?
I think I already entered you. What is it?
Okay. What is it?
Oh, that's a test.
Yeah, C&T, right?
A better concept. So you want our email? What email?
Yeah, wernsman@earthlink.net.
Okay, cool. Okay, while I'm doing this, why don't you guys, Russell, you got to kind of go out and do some travels here this last couple of days just with me. I want you to kind of give a perspective on... We did a presentation or two. Just kind of give your critique or your sort of perspective.
I don't know what happened to him. He was on his cell phone.
Okay. So he's blanked out there. All right. Then while we're waiting here, I know that we just had one major huge success today or yesterday, and that was Melody. Melody got a person within $200 a senior.
Oh, good.
Hey, Melody.
Yay.
All right. So fill us in on the story. How did that happen?
It's actually family. I haven't seen them for several years, and they were kind enough to call me when they were coming into town and spend the night with me, and I said, we'll spend two. And so they said, okay. And so I just sat them down, you know, at some point during the noon to tell them what I was doing. And their little boy has some immunity problems, and he has aches and pains, and so I just gave him the ABC. Just told him about the company, told him about, you know, the products. And I tried to, you know, give him a good business presentation because they're both working parents. But the part that they latched onto was the wellness portion of it. And so they bought the water system, and they bought some nutritionals for their boy, and they bought a sleep system, most of a sleep system for them. And they were happy to do so.
Did they do it as distributors?
Yeah, we signed up that way just because they get better prices online. But then I kept, you know, then I say things about, you know, if you talk to people about this, you know, they might want some too when they sign up under you and that. And so another family member wanted something today, and they bought a Backflex, so I put it on under their name, you know, so, and left them another email about, you know, how they might get a rebate back if somebody else wants to join up. But they just totally went over their heads when I talked about the business, even though I put in how, you know, I was as passionate as I could be about what I saw in the business and, you know, as far as the, you know, getting me home and that sort of thing.
Well, that's okay, because people see what they see when they see it.
Yeah.
What's their names, Melody?
Demar and Phyllis Love.
Demar.
D-E-M-A-R.
And what nationality is that?
I don't know. I never actually asked my sister-in-law that question.
Demar and Phyllis?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so you're the one that doesn't ever ask questions. What kind of name is that?
Yeah.
All right, so then, there, what volume right now?
Just at 1,200.
All right, and then when you added the other Backflex?
Well, that was including it.
Okay. So, what do you all have as possible suggestions to help? Well, first off, Melody is working her way towards silver. We got 3 or 4 more days left in the month. What are some of the things that come to mind? And I'm going to throw this out to Diana.
Hmm. Wow. Well, we really rushed for silver really quick. We pulled in all of the family members and talked to them about it to get ourselves to silver before Marisa and Andre, so we didn't lose them. Because Marina and Andre were the first people we signed up, and they went nuts.
Yeah, they did.
I feel sorry for you.
Eric's on the line now.
Oh, hi, Eric. So,
hello, I'm with the wife.
So what are you... You guys were sweating it for seniors by the end of that run, weren't you?
Yeah, like no other.
So what do you suggest that Melody do at this point? Any suggestions?
Oh, I just got on the phone. Give me a quick rundown.
Melody has the first sign-up that got $1,300 in products so far. We've got 2 days left to the end of the month. What do we suggest we do here?
Use whatever resources you can possibly come up with. I mean anything that you know, if you look at it, if the person is going to go and go in a big way, if you don't want to lose out on the possibility 2 years down the road of making thousands of dollars a month off that group, use whatever resources you can find.
To do what?
To get two more silvers, or seniors, I'm sorry, that are your personal sponsors.
And I think even more immediate, Michelle, what comes to mind? And Russell, Yakima must have got blown up or something.
Yeah. Blown away.
Hilder,
do you want me to be more specific about that, Jerry?
Well, here's the deal. We got 3 days. What are we going to have to do?
You're going to have to get another 3,000, or no, 500 bucks?
It's actually 200.
200. 300, because they're at $1,299, actually.
Okay, so why $200 or $300?
If she has to spend at least $1,500 to be silver, or, I mean, to be senior, by the end of the month, or we lose it.
And so you can see where you might want a senior in that position, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to ask the question then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what we're really doing in the shortest possible terms is to come up with a way to get that done. So as you guys look at this as a team, you can see where that would be something
realistic.
I have an
idea.
Yeah.
I thought the call tonight at 5 was great, the follow-up call. And the thing that impressed me the most was they were talking about three-way calls. So what I would say first for you is call them and say, I was just so excited about whatever happened that you can share, you know, what happened with your son or whatever, and I was telling my partner about it, and so he just wanted to talk to you. And so he's going to do a three-way. But the thing that impressed me also on that call was that we should take 1 to 2 minutes to praise and empower our partner, the A on our three-way, so that by the time that person talks, the party is going to be absolutely floored. Wow, I am so lucky to talk to this person. I don't think I've been doing that with you now.
I was just thinking of something else here in regard to this one situation, and that is, When we look at developing this key position, or we're close to it, we get near the end of the month and we're trying to make our run and put the power together. Just whatever resources come in, I really got a solution, Melody, for making that order underneath it. So if you happen to come up with another order, where would it go?
I would put it under there as well.
Right, just save that opportunity. So just keep your eyes and ears open because you're in a perfect position for that. Okay.
Go ahead.
Kim.
Well, that wasn't me, but I do have a comment. I mean, I would even like to make the comment as a group or a team that when somebody's that close to, you know, a particular level, if anybody has any odd purchases or somebody that just came about, I mean, I would be happy to say, Melody, I have somebody who wants a backflex. I'd be glad to put it under that person to help you make that level. You're just talking $100, you know, product.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is Diana, sorry. What I was going to say was just talking with them also and saying, you know, you're so close and you haven't really gotten a chance to get a hold of your own product yet, but this will put you in a great foundation for the start of this business if it's something you choose to do by just spending that little bit of extra money and making it to that level. You'll be a great foundation for the start of your business.
Well, and anything that they buy from the
launder, that's fantastic.
Discount. Yeah, I actually emailed her and because they didn't buy the comforter yet because they were, you know, just thinking about the money, and I just told them, you know, if you spend the $300 more for that comforter, it'll get you to the senior level, and then you would qualify for more rebates if anybody bought anything under you.
Yeah, one more thing to add to that as well.
Wait.
And that is, when you mention it, somebody real smart that's been in the business for, I think, 18 years now, Dave Johnson, he said, if someone is looking at spending $500, they won't want to spend it. If someone's looking at investing $2,000, they'll invest. So when you talk to them about it, say, this isn't you spending money. This is you investing in your own business. You will get the money back.
Uh-huh.
And that might make it a little...
Uh-huh. If the business scares them and they don't like that part, just plain, if you ever want to buy another product again, you get an extra 5% discount.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, I did include that too, like on rebates that of stuff that you buy or that other people might buy. So I'll check, you know, I'll kind of follow up on that email. And if not, I'll just buy something.
Well, that's the last resort, but you mean, would they be willing to listen to somebody else have a three-way?
I'm not sure. They were pretty offhand about becoming a business person. But, you know, just kind of sneaking in the back door, telling them they get a little more rebate, you know, might interest them.
Yes, I think you've covered all the bases pretty darn well, and I would be talking with your upline as well. In that same vein, if they're going to do, you know, gain from you being a silver, so just let them know when you get too close to that senior level that let's work this together, and everybody will figure everything out as necessary. So way to go. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, we've got our basic points we want to come across, but I had some phone calls that were very insightful this week, and I think we're going to get some really good stuff out of this, and I want to do some announcements, and we've got all kinds of stuff going on. For those of you who would like to be involved with a discussion that we'll have a little bit later on the WebEx, you should have an email at this point where you can just link the WebEx in, and you can watch this discussion over WebEx. Russell, are you back on?
Yes.
Michelle? Okay. Let's first do this. I'm going to try to update our WebEx. We have, I think, Andre and Marina, who are you on now? Andre and Marina are meeting with people so fast. This thing is really starting to fly for them, and I hope that they get a chance to be on because they've got a new distributor. They're just signing up tonight, one, maybe two, out of Fremont, California. And to give you just a story on how they met, Andre's younger brother, who's only 17, who's in Niken, was out riding his bike across town, and he got a flat, and he needed a $2 piece for the valve stem of his bike. So he stopped at some people's house and asked them if he could borrow $2, and he'd bring it back. Well, somehow he got on the discussion of Niken, and the family went nuts. Mom and dad in their probably 70s, and then their daughter, who's probably in her mid-30s, looking for something to do, and they're all over that right now. So right now they're doing some stuff, showing her through the house, and then also doing Dave Johnson. They also have connected with a businessman from and a pastor from Ukraine. He can't sign up in Ukraine because we aren't open there yet, but Bob Richards from headquarters has now sent them a bunch of information from Russia. And what he can do, he has a work visa in Russia, so he can, and also an address. So he's going to sign up as a distributor in Russia and build a business and then work towards the possibility. Now, you know, we don't know, but here's what Bob was saying. Because of the economic boom that's currently going on in Ukraine, and because Russia's become such a powerful force in Niken worldwide, the gamble of moving into Ukraine is not such a big gamble. And there is a meeting going on the 27th of September where the worldwide heads are getting together to determine if, in fact, we could possibly move into that market. So we're sitting down and talking with this new distributor about how to launch into Ukraine if that eventuality comes open and what we can do ahead of time to do a pre-launch. So that's a whole other discussion. That's with a guy named Ruvim, and Ruvim is now going to make his purchases to go his pack this week, and that's under Ruvim. Also, Andre and Marina did a cultural fair down at the Bull and Pitcher here in Spokane this last weekend and picked up a number of people, a dentist and several others who look like they're going to be signing up, and I think there were two more that I can't even remember. So those guys are moving really quickly right now, and they're currently involved with that, trying to make sure they get that locked in for California. So I just updated some of their charts on the WebEx. Then Chuck and Tracy had Alex and Kathleen, so we want to check on the progress. What have we done with Alex and Kathleen in the last week?
They had just gotten their products, basically, and I called them today, so I haven't really talked to them. I talked to her last week and got them, and, you know, so.
Have you gotten, did anybody take you up on doing the three-ways to them?
Yes, they, well, yeah, when I set something up with them.
Okay, you think sometime during this week you might be able to get them introduced to other members of the team on a three-way?
Yes, I do. They returned my call. I gave them a call, and they're pretty good about giving me a call back. Marina, speaking of her, she had done a three-way with me yesterday with a girl, Larissa, and she's from Russia, and they spoke in Russian. The whole time. They sounded beautiful. She gave her basically an ABC and, or just told her, you know, about how, why they're in the Meekin and how it's helped them. And so I'm going to meet with that girl again. She wants to know basically how she can make the money.
And what's her name?
Larissa.
Larissa. And we have Tatiana on this call as well. And Tatiana is a gold, I think.
No, I'm silver.
Is that right? Oh, you're silver? And Tatiana is a leader from...
I actually didn't receive your email.
Oh, poo. Let me try it.
Okay.
Poo is a short word of exasperation. Let me try that one more time.
Man, is these kicking in again?
Yeah, it is, man. All right, I'm going to do a forward... And I'm going to do this specifically with every letter properly ascribed, and that's TATIANASARGENT at yahoo.com, and I'm firing it again. We'll see what happens. Now that should link you onto the WebEx. And so welcome, Tatiana. She's just listening in from another Diamonds group, and she's also a Russian leader here in America. So we're just trying to kind of patch some things together. All right, let's pop over to Marion. Do we have anybody to add to your list? I've got right now Brent, Cheryl, Brenda, you can see those up there, Joanna, or Joanne. And then we've got Brianna, Bill, and Jared that we were working on. Do you have anything you want to add to those who are prospects, or do you want to...
We have a new one, Susan Ogilvie.
And she just got in today, right?
Well, I have her work, and I haven't been able to get on the computer, but I'm on now, so I will do it before we leave tonight. Yep.
All right, so that would be Susan. And that was great.
Who's Bill?
I don't know. We had Bill in there, so is he not one?
I don't think Bill is one.
He is now erased.
Okay.
All right, and Brianna, what's the status?
Oh, Brianna. She's still on hold. She's waiting for money.
Jared?
Jared is a silent member.
Okay. So he's in, but he's not on auto ship yet?
Yeah, he is not on
our ship. Okay, I'm just putting him in red because he's in.
Okay.
Let's go there.
I talked to a gal today, and that was a lesson. I went because she has a broken foot, and I was kind of going over products and the chart with her, and I thought, well, I'll at least mention the some people are looking for some extra income, and this is an awesome business. I just love it. So if you know anybody, I'd love to talk with them. And she says, we'll probably meet. She's still in the beginning stages, but she's in. That's cool.
Hey, we've got somebody who's tightening the screws on a rubber dog.
No, I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm using the Magboys on my Achilles tendon after my run today. It's okay.
I got an oil on.
You go ahead, hit star 6 while you're doing that, and then it'll mute you out until you come back in.
Okay, I can handle that.
Okay, then Russell and Michelle, we got Brian here, and then Ron. Anything else we want to add to the list?
Sheila and a Paul.
And those are prospects or are those in?
Prospects.
Okay, Sheila. And what's the story on them?
She's a gal at Fred Meyer's, and the lady in front of her was complaining about how much groceries were costing her, and she wanted her to find a discount for her somewhere. She says, well, I'm in the same boat, and I was standing behind him, and Sheila says, well, I'm in the same boat, I'm a single woman and on a low paycheck that's working 7 days a week, and I have no money either. So after the lady left, I asked her if she would be interested in making more money.
Well, that sounds difficult. Way to go. Okay, does anybody else have, I don't have a board on,
There's a Paul on there also.
I've got Paul there now. Do you see it?
There goes, yep.
Hey, Jerry, you're doing prospects, too?
Yeah, I didn't realize you were doing prospects.
Well, what I want to do is just try to keep track. I'll keep the prospects in a different color.
Okay,
because I got a few.
Okay.
But I've done ABCs and Bainsworth.
Okay, hit me. What do you got?
Andrea. I did an ABC with her with Lisa, who's down here. She came with me. And she's 20 years old and going to college, and she thought this sounded pretty cool. So she's basically going through the process. And then this other guy, Matt, he's a Navy guy, and did an ABC with him. He wants to know more. He gets out of the Navy in 3 more months. And I had, actually, I was wondering if I could get Eric on a call, a three-way with me sometime this week, if he'd be willing to do that. Anyway, let's see, John and, what's her name, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
And another couple, John and Michelle, they actually just wanted to know about products, and then they went to a wellness preview, and Chuck goes, well, I know you said you're not interested in the business. And I go, oh, no, we're interested. So we definitely need to talk with them, because the next step actually is the fourth step. So see what you want to do.
Perfect.
Intelligent problem. He's trying to figure it all out.
That is great. Okay, Marion, hit me. What do you got?
Okay, Johntastic.
John Chapstick.
Yeah.
He invented Chapstick?
C-H-A-S-T-E-C. He's the guy that owns the airline thing out there.
Oh, okay.
And Jennifer James is the one we talked to at Wheat, Montana.
You do have some.
V-O-O-G-D is the Bill one.
Oh.
Amy Hicks.
You're getting out of hand. You're filling up your board. Way to go.
Yeah. Well,
beautiful.
Brad.
Is Amy even still alive?
Yep.
In the process here?
If you want, I'm going to wait till I've got...
Yeah, give me the ones that are hot.
I'm going to stop with those until I... get at least one more meeting with them and get going.
Okay, cool. And does anybody else have some that you want to have added to your boards? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me Eric had to come
think
off.
That, I don't think I put anything on the board because unfortunately I've been missing the call the last couple of weeks.
So let's get to a new whiteboard for you.
You're going to have to explain to me what you want.
I want to know, we have one major thing we're trying to accomplish on this call, and that is to establish a goal that's meaningful to everyone on the call. That goal that was chosen was what?
Three.
Yeah, so what we're going to do in red is put those people that are actually sponsors. And then in blue, I'm going to put people who are prospects.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and start?
Yeah.
From like this week only, or?
No, within the last 3 months.
Okay. Well, sponsored what, Brendan Harris was the last one sponsored.
Brendan. Okay.
He's in Texas, and he would have been on auto ship, but he doesn't have an address that's going to be long-term yet because he's only in Texas for about 4 more weeks.
Okay.
His mother is a prospect, Carol Harris.
Carol, okay.
His high school friend, Aaron Smith, is a prospect who I've already done ABC with. And she wants in already, meeting with her to get her signed up here in 2 weeks. And that's going to go into Brendan.
Okay.
Her father is also a prospect. He owns a bottled water company up north in Chihuahua. Or Colville, or whatever. And I think that's Michael Smith. Michael Smith, I think it was.
Carol and friend, what was the other name?
Aaron Smith.
Aaron. And what was the dad's name?
I believe Michael Smith.
Okay.
And then underneath Robert Bricker, who was sponsored in... Well, within the last 3 months, he got in, I think it was 6'10 or 6'12 or something like that. Underneath him, we're working on Connie. She got great relief from migraines. That's prospect who will be probably getting on a membership rather than distributorship.
Okay.
And then also underneath Robert, we have Sean. I can't remember his last name. We have, do you really want me to go through all the prospects that I have right now?
Well, I'm trying to just kind of keep track of what we're doing so that the team can have an understanding of what progress we're making and where we need to go to work. So if you feel like it's pertinent to the subject and that other people could see it and, kind of help us get to this three who get to three, that's the next topic of discussion is what is it that we can do to stay on track for that? And one of the things that's really huge that I don't want to miss tonight is how are we going to work with the different types of personalities we have on the call and how are those going to be affecting the personalities you all have on your calls in the future? And that's going to be a big part. So I just wanted to kind of get a perspective so we can follow through from week to week and everybody's working toward getting these three who get three. Do you all find that in the process of me putting these up, it is helpful for you to see it?
I just had two more people to name on there, Jerry.
All right. Are they prospects? Yeah, not in, right?
Yes. And it's a married couple.
All right.
And I went over the thing here. These are from my mother.
What's her name here? Your mom's?
Diane.
Diane, okay.
Yeah, not Diana, Diane. D-I-A-N-N-E. Yeah, she's in, and she got me Mike and Lonnie.
Okay, we're going to have help on that one. So,
yeah.
Diana, she got who? Eric, okay, Eric's back.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Mike and Lonnie.
Okay. Diane and Rick and Mike and Lonnie are prospects. Okay, great.
They're already interested in business and product. I talked with them on the phone and just need to get an ABC or a preview, which we're probably going to do at my mother's place because she has stuff there.
Okay.
And then there's about 400 people down in Lewiston that JJ is working on. So,
perfect.
Like I said, I can't possibly sit here all night and name names because I'll just give you the good ones that I've been working recently.
Perfect. All right. Who else has something to throw up here? Anybody? Okay, good deal. All right. Let's just throw this one out for discussion because it's something that came up this last week. And I think it's absolutely very, very important in the overall process that we're working on. And that is that some people on the call have a personality that's very dynamic, and they're organizer-type people. Some people on the call and some people in your groups, as your groups develop, are going to be they're going to direct the show. They're kind of the executives. And, boy, they leave no stone unturned, and they just go like crazy. Others, they're in the game just for fun. And they're just going to giggle and laugh, and no matter what you do and how it's structured, you try to make it, they're only in the game for fun. The third type of personality is a supporter who's going to, they're going to give their last drop of blood to make sure somebody else is going to be successful. And then a fourth person is going to be somebody who's a real strong analyzer. And these are people that are the ones you want to give the job of doing some research, making sure things are set, but you can't knock them off with dynamite once they're in the game. The deal is, when you come to the table with a team like this, we're going through the struggles of trying to figure out how to work together so that each movement we make becomes empowering and not disempowering. So the first subject I want to throw out to each one of you, and some of you are each one of those types of personalities, was I had the comment that I don't want to be on the call now because I feel like I'm in competition with the rest of the team or against the rest of the team. What can we do to make it feel more like in the future for that person or others they're in competition with the rest of the team as opposed to against the rest of the team? So I'm just going to open it up for open comments. Who's got some?
Yeah, how about just doing more cross-line three-ways and working with each other instead of trying to compete?
Okay, good. We'll just keep rolling. So somebody else throw in some stuff.
You have to first put yourself in the team mentality, I think, and in order to work in a team. Otherwise, you're just going to be competing the whole time. So if you feel like you're a team, you act like you're a team, then you're going to be a team. And nothing's going to take that down.
Does anybody have a comment as to what might make a call like this seem like you're against each other as opposed to working together to accomplish something?
I personally, Tracy here, don't feel like we're not a team. I mean, if anybody out there, we should probably the ones that call because we're in California. We haven't seen any of your faces. We don't know Arian, the one we know, and Jerry, of course. So I love hearing you guys and your, especially this board that you have on here. And it just, like with Eric talking about all these people, it's like, dang, you know, just need to get our butts out there and talk to more people. And so I think it's more like encouraging than, I think it's great. I think we need to just build each other up and respect. And need you for a few ways.
Tracy? You want my phone number, Tracy?
I believe I have it. But...
Okay, so, Tracy?
Yes.
This is a good question, and I like that perspective that in your case, it doesn't feel adversarial. In fact, it's something that plugs you in and helps you to be moving forward. Is it a surprise to you that there are people on here that do feel like it's adversarial?
Well, I mean, I get to the point where, you know, I mean, we feel bummed that, wow, these people are just excelling and they're, you know, we've been in for so long. So it's like there's new people that are just like booming, you know, so it's kind of like, dang, you know, Yeah, I just think that we just need to quit getting so bummed at ourselves and just let's be encouraged by it and get us motivated. So I think it's great that everybody's doing good, and if we're not, then we need to ask ourselves, why aren't we? Basically it. So I don't know. I mean, I like being on the call. I like especially the last... you know, month and a half, I think it's been very productive and makes this, when we get on the call, that we have something that we accomplished, I think. So,
good.
Can I answer your question?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's an open discussion because really the question here is if there are people who will in the future in your group of 10,000 when you're running your own calls feel like I don't fit in for some reason because of the structure of the call, if we can work it out in this call as to what are some of those items so that we all feel like we're working in a direction together as opposed to against each other, let's talk about those things that we can do to make a structure for the future when we're bringing people in so rapidly. They need to learn to be the leaders of the future, and so we've got different personality types. And what we see is that something that might be incredibly inspiring to one person could really take the wind out of another person. And so are there things that you could see potentially in our structure that cause that to happen? And this is just a by guess and by golly session. So who thinks we might be able to identify something like that?
Well, that just went over my head, Jerry. I never really think that complicated.
Well, okay, let me see that you're the leader of a call, and you've got people from six different states on the call, and one of your people is feeling like, I'm not sure this call works for me because I feel like everybody's against me. What are you going to do, or what do you think in this call could cause somebody to think like that? Is there a possibility?
Yeah, I think probably it felt like a competition the minute we all agreed that we were going to go 3x3, and until the last person finished, it made it sound more like we were kind of at a race, and it really isn't a race. It's just that we're going to prove to the world that as a group that we can do this together with each other's help, not by any individual effort, but, you know, we're using each other. I know that a few people have already contacted me and, we've been talking and stuff, so maybe that was the cause.
Okay, that's a good perspective. Anyone else see where there might be something that if we tweaked it a little bit, it would make it feel like everybody's pulling on the rope in the same direction?
I have an idea.
Yeah?
My idea is using at least one person from each team member to go on a three-way with somebody else to get that feeling of a team.
Per week, you mean?
Yeah, like if they have a prospect and they want to do a three-way call, grab whoever they think would be the best person on the team to talk to that person. You know, we've got people on this call that are all completely different and just say, you know what, Melody would be the perfect person to talk to and for this person and so on and so forth, and so we get everybody kind of working together a little bit.
Good. Now, what if I throw this out? Let's see if anybody will pop with this. If if we have a group of, let's say, you've all seen these TV movies about maybe a football team where they're all fighting with each other. What makes them come together and work as a team? It's usually a common adversary. Like, you've ever seen some of these families where people will say, we might fight a lot, but don't ever challenge our family. Have you ever heard that concept? It's like, mm-hmm. we can bash all over each other, but boy, if anybody challenges us from the outside, we band together, and we're really a tight-knit group. Melody, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so what's the thing that switches from just bickering with each other to pulling together with each other in that scenario? Sometimes it can be the world's most confusing person.
Well, it's kind of a core belief that holds you together. I mean, you may bicker among yourself, jockeying for position, so to speak, within, you know, your football team or something like that. But you realize that if one goes down, we all go down. So we're, you know, from the outside, you're gonna, you know, protect what you have.
Okay. Anybody else picking up on this?
Would it be the common? I mean, in a family, it would be the common love that everyone has for each other, and in a team, it would be the common love for the game. So,
yeah.
Plus, it would be the common love of and compassion of Nikan.
Good. Now I think you're on the track. Anyone else have anything to say about that?
Sure, Chuck.
Yeah.
I've kind of got the idea of relay team where you have all these members with, you know, everybody has their own quality, but if one falls, the team doesn't win. So it's like, you know, everybody's there to support everybody else.
And you guys are right there on the edge of it.
Right there on the edge, Chuck. Chuck, I'm always on the edge.
No, you're right there, because it's the point really, the point goes away when one thing happens. Well, what is that? There is no bickering between the members of a team when one thing happens.
We have a common goal.
That's exactly right. That's what it all comes down to. And the more meaningful the goal, the more the team pulls together. Wouldn't you all say that's true?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. More clear the challenge, the tighter the group. So if you ever get your group, what's that?
I was going to ask if I could throw 2 cents in on that.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I really feel that this conversation about the team and a uniform goal and coming together, and like he Russell said about the relay team, there's a group of people out there that define the word teamwork, and it's been their motto, and without teamwork, they would die. And there's a book that was written recently about it. And what had happened, and the book is called Lone Survivor. And if you want to read and get real deep into Navy SEALs in a recent combat situation that went sour, there's a guy that was a lone survivor of a SEAL team that crawled out on his hands and knees after being shot multiple times. 3 vertebrae were shattered, and he crawled to a village, and 5 days later was picked up. And the book is about his experience at going from civilian to a Navy SEAL from day one to that event, and why it is the SEAL are called SEAL teams and not just SEALs. And if you want a clear understanding about what it is to be a team, that would be the best book I could ever recommend.
Well, Well, and this is, I'm going to give you guys a weird perspective. And that is an easy denominator that forces a team together without any creativity. What is it in that story?
Life.
War.
Survival.
Survival, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does anybody on the team have any doubts about that? Every member on the team is very clear in that situation that survival is the only thing that you can focus on at that moment. So that's a test of the human spirit. It's a test and an amazing testament to what people can do beyond what any one of us would ever want to experience. But how many of you love a challenge?
I do.
Oh, yeah. And the bigger the challenge, the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you think there's a possibility, the sweetness of accomplishing the challenge is huge. The hardest part is making certain that everybody on the team buys into the challenge. We've been heating this thing from every angle. Now, I'm going to give you two things before we go. One was the person who really felt that this was more adversarial wasn't clear on what three versus three, who gets three, means. Does that answer some questions in your mind?
The goal was unclear for them?
That's exactly right.
So you would be frustrated with that.
Yeah. They would say, well, what's this putting everybody's names up there? This makes me feel like I'm not pulling my weight or that people are showing off or whatever. If they don't really understand the long-term goal, that would be the first thing to check, right?
Mm-hmm. And the long-term goal is all for one and one for all.
Like the Three Musketeers. And if you don't have that, then there will be these animosities that develop, and it's usually just a misunderstanding of what is the objective and what's my part within the objective. Does that make sense to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
So setting the objective clearly is incredibly important. I'm going to do one last thing, and I'm going to flip over for those of you who are currently, and I got to check my participants here, those of you who are on, I'm going to go to one more whiteboard position, and this is something that has become real powerful. And I was going through this. Can you recognize it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
It's a process.
Now, this is the process of going through each of the four steps. And this last section, follow-up, in the follow-up meeting, has been the most fruitful thing that I've done in a long time is to start going through those over and over and over and over with different people in different ways. Has anyone on the group begun to start getting a better feel for follow-up and why? The level four follow-up meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's where usually people are ready to make their decision on if they're going to join you, buy products, or don't call me or don't look for me anymore.
Okay. And Marion, have we gone through these so that those points that you see on that chart under follow-up make sense?
Let me look here. Yes. Yep. And
Russell?
I like the 30 ABC because we talked about bringing 30 people through the process, but to clarify that so everybody knows, it's 30 ABC.
Okay. Russell, are you still with us?
Here.
Michelle, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, now, Michelle, when you go through number four follow-up, are there any points on that, those blue ones, that don't really jump right out and you go, okay, I know exactly what that is. Because you've not seen this before in action. Russell, we just did one this weekend. And is there anything there that looks like, I'm not sure what that means.
I've been through it with you enough that I know what all of it means, yes.
Okay.
I've been doing that other template, so I know pretty much what all the questions are, yes.
Okay, and so it's just a matter of where does that pamphlet fit into that or whatever. But you're not sure about all those questions yet?
No, I am sure where they fit in.
Okay.
Gary?
Yes.
What's the what missing?
Russell, can you supply an answer to what's missing?
The person you're asking.
Can you start 4? Because that'll give us a little more gain on yours. Okay, hit it again. I mean, go ahead.
Work. Not working on our star 4.
You're good now. You did. Your star 4 made us hear you more clearly.
Okay, going through the spider chart from platinum going down gold and going down silver made the explanation easier, I felt. It doesn't have the specific dollar values that you would expect at each level. But if you always started platinum and the story's the same all the way through, it does make it work easier.
Okay. Chuck's question specifically was when I put the words what's missing after the words perfect day, can you describe what that means?
Okay. The perfect day is you're asking what would be the best day they would have for their mind, and then you're asking what's missing to make that perfect day right now.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we knew.
Cool. So, Kim, I want you to follow through with me on this for a second, okay?
I'm not on the webcast, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm just going to do this verbally and see if you can mentally see what we're talking about, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You and I are sitting down across the table from Diana.
Okay.
Diana is now just making those last little, she's just thinking, okay, I want to become one of these, and we're at the follow-up meeting, but I've got some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how we just might answer her questions that she has specifically. That's the first point we have under follow-up.
Okay.
Now, the second thing we would do is we'd say, Diana, if this thing blows out, if this is huge, this thing is bigger than you can imagine, what would your perfect day be like 2 years from now? So, Diana, what would you say?
I would say, being able to just go anywhere. I mean, anywhere at all with my kids and just having fun and having a great day.
And if you would just describe what's in your mind's eye right at this moment, what place would you be with those 4 girls?
Well, I haven't really done that many places with my kids or that many places in general, but just for my birthday, we spent like 5 hours at Liberty Lake, and it was absolutely wonderful just having a nice laid-back day at the lake and spending some time in the sun and the water, and it was just wonderful. I loved it.
And would Eric be there?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. And what would the girls be doing in that vision that you have right now?
Playing on some jet skis.
Ah, okay. Now, when the evening comes, where would you stay?
On my house on the lake.
Oh, okay. Which direction is it pointing? Would the sunset be captured across the lake or the sunrise?
Sunset. Definitely.
And then as you settle in at the sunset, what would your feelings be if all of your financial cares would be taken care of?
She's on the rooftop. Oh yeah,
now,
pure bliss.
When you're in that at the end of the day, the girls have come in from the jet skis, and you're talking about the future and what's next and something else you could do, what would that be?
Hopping on a plane and showing them Europe.
All right. Now, can you all see how people would finally maybe come out of their shell a little bit and tell you some things that they would really love to do?
Mm-hmm.
So the next question is, as Russell pointed out, what's missing today that prevents you from living that right now?
What?
Can you see how, this thing really can work universally, and you know universally what are most people going to say?
Money.
Money. Yeah.
Money and too much time.
And so, money and time, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, if we were to ask the question, how much, does that seem like a logical question to ask?
It does, and especially after going through the perfect day and what's missing, then how much, you're asking how much would it take for you to be able to live that life?
Right.
That lifestyle, yeah. So, yes, it would be a good question to ask.
And then the next question after that is, we're going to pull out the chart and say, let's say they want $5,000 a month. So, Kim, what would you say, which rank would achieve that?
They would need to be a solid silver. Can you do it as a solid silver?
Yeah, you know, solid silver actually could, but more likely it's going to be just comfortable as a gold to be at that level.
Okay.
So we would then make a spider chart, which means gold. And then what we do is we pass them the compensation plan and say, what does it say under gold that you have to have in order to be a gold?
Mm-hmm.
You see how they would say three silvers?
Mm-hmm.
And so it says basically whether it's gold and then platinum and diamond, it's really three of each. So it's basically it's just a bunch of silvers in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that new prospect to see that, we then say, well, all we have to do then is to come up with how do we create a silver factory? You see that?
Right. And so that, because I was last when Russell was saying you start at platinum and work down, I was trying to figure out how that was easy, but now I understand. I mean, now I see what you're saying.
Now it would be a lot easier if it was visual, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you could do what we're doing right now with a WebEx, and you can have your prospect online, or you could have a PowerPoint or something that would lay it out just like this,
mm-hmm.
would that be helpful?
Oh, absolutely.
And then the next one is, okay, in making a silver factory, and Marion brought this up, is that we know just on years of experience that thousands of tens of thousands of people have become silvers, it takes approximately 30 ADCs within a month within that person's group to go silver. We just know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it just tells us what we need to do is 30 ADCs.
Gotcha.
And then we ask him, would you rather do all 30 by yourself or use leverage? Here's what leverage would look like. Here's what happens if one gets one for a year.
Well,
the next step would say, now, we need to establish this in two ways. One is we need to make a list of names, and the other one is we need to get your gear. Are you ready to get your gear today and get started? And then we'll pop those list of names, and all you do is cycle back up.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you want that person to do on their job description is to give you 6 to 10 ABCs and then sit there and be quiet. So that's what the cycle looks like. I wanted to show you that if you could to see this, because the next step up would be to make a PowerPoint that you could all pop into your DVD player or something or your computer and just press, every time you push forward, it would add one more of these questions to ask, and then it wouldn't be so confusing to have it all there at once. You'd walk through it, and then at the end, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we could have those little things like, would you rather do 30 yourself or leverage, and then, you know, the links between the two.
Well, I think that would be true, Marion, but it would look so cumbersome that you'd hear yourself and them too.
Yeah.
So that's going to just take a little practice.
On side note.